For just £5 a month, you can get early access to all of our podcast episodes, copies of our script, access to further information, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. Head over to patreon.com/Sunday Night Mystery. £5 a month. That's cheaper than 15 minutes of parking at Bristol Airport. Yeah, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Hello and welcome to Sunday Night Mystery, where we delve into the chilling tales of unsolved crimes that have haunted communities for decades. I'm Brett, and tonight we journey back to the summer of 1979, a time when fear gripped the red light districts across the UK as the notorious Yorkshire Ripper prowled the streets. But amidst this terror came the news Bristol had been dreading. Our story begins at the end of August in 1979, where the discovery of a mutilated body shook the community to its core. The victim was 32-year-old Wendy Jenkins. She was found beneath a pile of sand on a St. Paul's building site. Her brutal murder sent shockwaves through the city, leaving prostitutes petrified and residents on edge. As Bristol police launched their investigation, they quickly realised the similarities between Wendy's murder and the gruesome killings attributed to the Yorkshire Ripper. With tensions high and the killer still at large, detectives from Bristol called on their counterparts from the north to discuss similarities with the cases, and both cities joined forces in an attempt to unravel the mystery. As the investigation began, little information was released and the police sealed the area in their search for clues. Wendy's last known movements became the focus of the investigation. Witnesses reported seeing her at local pubs and nightclubs, but she never returned home that fateful night. As the search for clues intensified, a crucial piece of evidence emerged. A witness sighting of a white Volvo speeding away from the murder scene. But despite tireless efforts and extensive inquiries, Wendy's killer remained elusive. Wendy lived in Eccleston House in Barton Hill. She had sustained head injuries, but it was unclear exactly when her body had been dumped between the two new warehouses. She was found at around 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, August 28th of 1979, by 22-year-old labourer Dennis Winterfield. Another labourer, Robert Blankford, found what turned out to be a major clue in the investigation. He discovered a handbag, shoes, a coat and nylons in an alley on the side of one of the new warehouses. The community was on edge, with fear lingering in the air like a thick fog. Detective Superintendent Alan Elliott, who was leading the Bristol hunt, said in the days after her body was found, they have to maintain an open mind and a connection with the Yorkshire Ripper can't be ruled out. However, there were certain features common to all of the Yorkshire offences which don't appear in Bristol. Witnesses said she'd been drinking in the Inkerman pub on Grosvenor Road on the Saturday night before continuing to the Shady Grove nightclub in Ashley Road. Officers were also trying to trace a white Volvo car with a faulty rear light that was seen speeding away from the murder scene at around 10:30 p.m. on the Sunday. Wendy's stepfather, Reg Hoskins, spoke of her fear and the tragic circumstances that led to her untimely death. His heartbreaking words echoed the sentiments of a city mourning the loss of one of its own. Police continued trying to speak to Wendy's friends and ex-boyfriends in an investigation which had taken them to Wiltshire, Devon, London and Gloucestershire. The Yorkshire Ripper was eventually removed from the suspect list as detectives said they strongly believed that Wendy's killer was from Bristol. Another witness also came forward who was thought to have been the last person to see Wendy alive. He claimed he'd seen her talking to a tidily dressed man, aged in his 30s on the corner of Drummond Road and City Road at around 5:30 a.m. on Bank Holiday Monday, and police believed Wendy was murdered shortly after. 2 years passed by, and justice remained elusive. The Yorkshire Ripper, Peter Sutcliffe, was eventually apprehended, serving 20 life sentences behind bars. Sutcliffe was convicted of murdering 13 women and attempting to murder another 7 in the Leeds and Bradford areas, ending a 5-year murder spree. Wendy's killer slipped through the cracks, leaving behind a trail of unanswered questions and shattered lives. More than 4 decades later, Wendy's murder remains unsolved, a haunting reminder of the darkness that lurks within our communities. But the pursuit of justice continues, as dedicated detectives refuse to let her memory fade into obscurity. Detectives from Bristol have not given up bringing her killer to justice, although today it remains another of the unsolved murders from around the city. As we reflect on this tragic chapter in Bristol's history, let's remember Wendy Jenkins, a daughter, a friend, and a victim. And we can only hope that one day, her killer will be brought to justice, and her soul may finally rest in peace. Join us next time for another episode of Sunday Night Mystery and journey once again into mysteries of the night. Stay safe and never forget that the shadows hold secrets that one day may come to light. For in the spine-tingling realm of Sunday Night Mystery, some enigmas defy resolution, leaving us to ponder the shadows of the past. Until next week, stay safe, and remember, the truth may be hidden, but as long as we keep the investigation alive, it's never truly lost. I'm Brett, and I'll see you next time on Sunday Night Mystery. Remember, stay curious, stay vigilant, and guard yourself against the darkness that surrounds us all. I'll see you next week on Sunday Night Mystery.